Aren Simintov Mem Zain Sif Bez. The Machaber says Chametz Shenis Arev Mishesha Sulamala Ad Halayla Ino Subramasha. If you have Chametz that gets mixed in to something else from 6 hours and on until the nightfall, so then that does not Aser B'mashu, El Adina K'shari Surim. That, as opposed to regular Chametz, which we said is going to Aser even a mashu, even if there's a little bit in the mixture, when it comes to after 6 hours until Pesach actually starts, so then that's like other Isurim. V'nosin Tam Lefgam Nami Shari. And if it has a bad taste, or it's been 24 hours or something like that, which is Nosin Tam Lefgam, so that's also going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though if during that time period you get a malchus for eating, and it's also b'hana'ah min haTorah, still, since there's no chiyuv karis on that time, they weren't machmir. Chazal weren't machmir to say that it should be aser b'mashehu. So too, the chum of nosein tam lefgam does not apply during that time. When it comes to chametz nuksha on Pesach, there are some who are machmir to say it's aser b'mashehu. The Onion of Ram and other achronim say that since there's no karis for it, and most poskim say there's only asmi darbanan, so then it will be batal b'shishim as well, and you can rely on them b'shas adchak. The last day of Yom Tov, which is also on the midrabanan, you might have thought that you should say that also, but no, since it was established as a sikah d'yoma, it's going to asar b'mashehu just like the rest of Pesach. What is the halacha of shari surim that we say exists for mixtures from 6 hour and on until nightfall? The Mishnah Berurah explains, if it's lach b'lach, a liquid into another liquid, then it's batal b'shishim, 1 in 60. And if it's yavesh b'yavesh, 2 dry foods, so then it's chad b'trei, which is 2 to 1, which is rov. But you need to eat it before Pesach, because if it's Pesach and you still have the mixture, then we will say the concept of chozer v'neir, which means the mixture becomes anew, even if it was batal before Pesach, it gets reinvigorated on Pesach and will aser b'mashehu. If you have a piece of wheat that is on Erev Pesach inside a cooked chicken, you're allowed to eat it because it is a batel b'shishim. But if you heat it up on Pesach with that chita inside, then it's going to aser, because we're going to say that it's going to be aser b'mashehu because you're now on Pesach. If you remove the chita from inside and then you heated it up, so for sure it's going to be mutter, because it's not going to give ta'am to the rest of the chicken. The Mechaber, the Rama adds, mihu b'chimim klisheni ein lachush, but if it's heated up on a klisheni, then you have nothing to be concerned about. The Mishnah Berurah gives an example. What's a klisheni? Such as if you poured boiling hot water onto a plate and then you place a chicken on that plate, that's called a klisheni. So he holds that a klisheni does not have the ability to take the tam and give it out, and therefore it's going to be permissible. But if you place a piece of burning, hot meat on a hot plate which has chametz, on a chametz plate, so then one should be machmir, because the poskim say that something like that always remains a kli rishon as long as it is hot and doesn't become a kli sheni, and therefore you would need to be machmir in that situation.